This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, December 14th. Well, obviously, we have a lot of good news. The 10-year Treasury bond yield has gone from 4.99 on October 19th to 3.93% right now. Obviously, that's incredible. And after the Fed's FOMC statement yesterday, their dot plot release that they're going to cut rates 6 to 7 times over the next 2 years, bond yields just collapsed. So let's just take a step back and talk about what's going on. Right now, we have incredible inflation, just incredible inflation news. If you look at inflation on a 3 or 6 month basis, we are already within the Fed's target range, okay? But the Fed likes to look at things on a trailing 12-month basis. But each month for the next 6 months, we're going to get increasingly better inflation data because we're going to be cutting off gains of 0.4% each month for the next 6 months. So we're going to be there, but we're already there. The other thing that's going on is we are having what they call a soft landing. Now, we had retail sales come out today, and they were amazing. They were up 0.4%. Economists are expecting a decline, okay? Excluding autos and gas sales, they're up 0.6%. They're up 4.1% in the past year. That's a little higher than inflation. So we're doing okay, okay? In fact, the Atlanta Fed just revised their GDP estimate for the fourth quarter from 1.2% to 2.6%. That's how good the retail sales report was. So we're having our soft landing. Everybody's enjoying the holidays. The stock market is gapped up. It's going to back and fill here a bit because it's had a dramatic increase. Today, the small caps are catching up with the big cap stocks that took off yesterday. And it's looking awfully good. But there's more good news than that. Toll Brothers, which is a stock in our large cap portfolios, and we recommend large cap newsletters, just announced they're going to buy back 20% of their stock. That's how strong their cash flow is. 20% of their outstanding stock is going to be bought back. So that stock's up a lot today. So that's a sign that companies know they have low P/E ratios. So I think I should just take a step back and remind you how low the price earnings ratios are now. In small cap, we're barely at 5 times next year's estimated earnings. And that's with 60% earnings growth. In large cap, we're at 13 times next year's estimated earnings. Okay? That's with 38% earnings growth. Now, our stocks usually exceed analyst estimates. Okay? So our P ratios are probably lower than that. The highest stock we pay a multiple for is NVIDIA. That's about 25 times next year's estimated earnings. But that's a monopoly. They have huge operating margins, incredible growth. Okay? I'll pay a premium for that growth. So I just want you to know the stock market is grossly oversold, grossly, okay? And we're going to have very easy year-over-year comparisons for the next 3 quarters. So we're going to have very good earnings, even if the economy doesn't grow much. So people are getting excited, okay? Obviously, if you're a bond investor, your bonds are appreciating now as interest rates come down. You might have put money in money market and things like that, but those yields are starting to gonna meander lower. The yield curve is still inverted. So, you know, we got a ways to go here on the interest rates all correcting themselves. But, folks, I can tell you the Fed basically gave us a green light. Now, is the Fed going to spread their rate cuts over 2 years? I think they're going to do a lot more next year than they said, okay? That's my personal opinion because they can't fight market rates. They are so far above market rates now, they have to cut in the new year. So we'll see. They said they cut 3 times and then 3 to 4 more times in 2025. We'll see. I think they might cut 6 times next year. Don't be surprised. Okay. So hang on. Enjoy the ride. The holiday season is wonderful. These rallies are on light volume. We're going to have high volume in January, and I think we're going to have a much more serious rally. But I hope you're enjoying the rally. It's been an incredible week for economic news. Great inflation news, great news from the Fed, successful Treasury auctions, and then, of course, a phenomenal retail sales report. And a big upward revision from the Atlanta Fed. Again, They revised their fourth quarter GDP number from 1.2% last week to 2.6% today. So that means that we're having our soft landing and we're going to grow and prosper. Oh, one last thing I forgot to tell you. The Energy Information Administration announced yesterday that the inventory of crude oil dropped sharply in the latest week, and that the inventory of gasoline and distillates was not as high as expected, but we do have a surplus of gasoline, so prices at the pump will still be reasonable for a while. But yeah, energy is going to is getting ready to take off in the spring as soon as demand picks up. And don't worry about energy stocks. And also, they got very easy year-over-year comparisons. So that's it. Salim Avelier. I'll update the podcast during fast market conditions, but I'll probably be talking to you next week. I think we've had a great week so far. Take care.